Congressman Don Young lashed out at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service during a hearing last week on legislation that would loosen restrictions on the sale of sea otter pelts in parts of Alaska. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, Young is hoping the bill will stem the growth of sea otters in Southeast and South Central.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can limit harvests of sea otters, but has no ability to restrict the growth of sea otters in Southeast. That's because sea otters, along with polar bears, manatees, and Pacific walrus, are protected under the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act. Any changes to the act would require a vote of Congress. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson Bruce Woods says sea otter harvests in Alaska are strictly prohibited, with exceptions allowing some traditional harvests by Alaska natives.
Basically, what happens now is that the MMPA allows Alaska natives who reside in Alaska and dwell on the coast of the North Pacific or Arctic Ocean to harvest sea otters for subsistence purpose or the creation and sale of native articles of handicraft or clothing if that harvest is not wasteful.
In July of this year, Congressman Young introduced legislation that would amend the act to allow the interstate sale of sea otter pelts and export of handicrafts, garments, and art made of Southeast and South Central sea otter stocks taken for subsistence purposes. A subcommittee of the House Natural Resources Committee held a legislative hearing on the bill. During that hearing, Young says the growing population of sea otters is negatively affecting Southeast and South Central Alaska.
If we don't do something, you've destroyed other species. Just because they lay on their back and eat their little oysters and their little crabs and their little clams, there is no abalone anymore. They've killed them all. There is very few crabs anymore. They've killed them all. There's a massive herd of sea otters down. They'll eventually move north. And eventually we'll move out to the northwest, too.
The growing sea otter population in Southeast has been a source of concern for commercial fishermen in the area. Phil Doherty is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Association. He says the number of sea otters in the region has doubled in the last 10 years and has taken a toll on the region's shellfish population.
The guideline harvest levels for goey duck clams, for sea urchins and for sea cucumbers decline significantly in a lot of areas. In many areas, we no longer harvest those animals because there aren't any left. It's not that the population of urchins and goey ducks and sea cucumbers is diminished in those areas. It's that there aren't any left.
Fish and Wildlife is working with tribal organizations in hopes of developing a management plan for sea otters. Not all Alaska natives are supporting the sea otter bill. Fish and Wildlife's Woods says the bill could open the door to competition for Alaska natives who currently produce handicrafts out of sea otter pelts.
Part of the bill would allow the sale of unworked sea otter hides, basically just tanned hides, to non-natives. One of the potential concerns that we see in that would be that those hides would be available to non-native craftspeople to buy.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced a companion bill in the Senate. That bill was co-sponsored by Alaska Senator Mark Begich. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.